Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Stadium to Boardroom. Listen in as top athletes tell their stories on how they developed into successful entrepreneurs and business leaders. They reveal their own aha moment of transformation from the stadium to the boardroom.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese.
I'm Lynn Green.
And welcome to Stadium to Boardroom.
The purpose of which is to demonstrate to you how you can be successful in athletics and take those characteristics and become successful as an entrepreneur.
And we're here today with Rick Barry. How are you, Rick?
If I was any better, I'd be making a comeback in the NBA.
Well, there you are. And speaking of any better, as most people know, Rick is, of course, a Hall of Famer, top 50 ranked players in the history of basketball, and the only player in the history to win the scoring championship in the NCAA, the ABA, and the NBA, and we know that that will never happen again. Let's start off and talk about what was it about your athletic career that made you believe you could succeed in business?
Well, I think that when I talk to business people and whatever, I think the same characteristics that allowed me to become good at my profession playing basketball are the same qualities that would lead to being successful in anything in life. The biggest thing about it is that, first of all, you have to learn about what it is you're trying to do, whether it's in music, whether it's in acting, whether it's in sports, whatever it may be. Being an attorney, you have to get the fundamental principles and concept of what it is you're trying to learn, because that's the foundation that you build on. And you can't build a tall foundation on a tall building on a small foundation. It's going to topple over. You don't know. I mean, the biggest buildings in the world have huge foundations. And so if you want to fully maximize the God-given talent that you have and the knowledge that you are able to gather over years, you learn that fundamentals, you put that foundation down, then you build on them, and you will be able to maximize your potential. There are tons of guys in the NBA right now that are there because they're incredible athletes, and they're good enough to play in the NBA and make millions of dollars, but they'll never be as good as they should be because they don't understand the fundamental principles and concepts of how the game should be played, and therefore they'll never reach their full potential. So regardless of what someone is doing, if you follow that advice, you have a chance to maximize your potential. I learned to do that because I think you can have all the qualities that you want. When I talk to people, I say, and I go over a whole bunch of them, and I say one of the biggest things is I had great pride. My father said, son, take pride in everything you do. And I do. I take great pride in everything I do. I always give my best effort in everything you do. Can't be afraid to fail. You learn from the mistakes that you make. Intelligent people will make, everybody's going to make mistakes, but the intelligent people learn from their mistakes, and you minimize your mistakes. And it all leads up, like I say, I go to pride and I break pride down, you know, for what? Preparation. Pete, you have to prepare yourself properly for whatever the heck you're doing, right? Preparation. Then you can go to R, repetition, over and over and over again, so that you get to the point that it's second nature to you. I mean, there's a lot of other words I use for it as well. You know, I, intuition, you know, D, you know, you can be determined, dedication, all great qualities, E, effort. So all of these qualities are great, but they all lead up to the most critical characteristic and quality that you need to have, I think, to be great. You have to have confidence in your ability to do what it is you've trained to do. I get sick to my stomach when I have to listen to the talking heads on television talking about the word, and they say it all the time, pressure, pressure this, pressure, pressure, pressure. Trust me, if you're properly prepared, you don't feel pressure. Doesn't exist in the real world unless you allow it to exist. Personally, I never felt pressure ever in a basketball game, ever. Because why? If I could control it, I wish that every game I played in came down to the last 10 seconds, game on line, I want the ball in my hands. Because I believe that I would do something meaningful with it. I'll either get a shot, I might not make it all the time, but I'll either get a shot or I'll create an opportunity for one of my teammates. That's fun. That's not pressure. Hell, I live for that. And so I go nuts when I hear this thing. Just think of how many times you heard the word pressure when you watch a sporting event. Well, the pressure's really on. But no, there's pressure not on there. There's pressure's on if you don't have confidence in yourself. And if that's the case, you know, you'll probably choke like a dog because pressure can get to you. So anyway, the fact that I prepared myself that way for basketball, I apply it to everything that I do. I try to learn as much as I can. I had a chance to do some acting. I studied acting after I had retired. I studied acting. I love acting. I'm hoping someday I'll get a chance to do it. It's on my bucket list. Hopefully I'll get a chance to do something meaningful or fun. But the thing is I turned down some opportunities because I felt properly prepared that I had confidence in myself to go out and perform at the level that I would expect of myself. And I'm not going to go out and make a fool of myself as so many other athletes have done in the past and go out and try to become actors. And they're not really qualified to do it. They're not prepared properly. So, and that's the secret to everything in life. Prepare yourself properly, get confidence in your ability to do what you're trained to do, and then the rest of it's a piece of cake.
You can almost take that mantra and then go into business and say, hey, I don't want to just be a spokesman for this company, and I don't want to just be there because people want to sit with me and get autographs. You're actually in so many different businesses, Rick, that do you actually, before you accept one of these types of jobs or one of these types of ownership, is it something that you have to have a passion for hunting, golf, et cetera, or do you have to have a passion for the health industry? Does passion come into play, or is there another reason why you've gotten involved in so many different businesses?
Well, there's a lot of reasons you might get involved, but you want to have a passion. Because if you have a passion for it, it means something to you. I tell people you always have to have a passion. When I gave up playing basketball, people ask me, do you miss it? And I say, no. And they look strangely at me. I say, I don't miss it because I don't think about it. Why in the hell would I want to walk around thinking about the fact that I'll never be able to play a sport that I love so much and had such a passion for and never be able to play it at that level again? Passion is a critical element to it. Now, the other thing is I'm not going to go do something for somebody if they're offering me money. I mean, obviously, I didn't make millions of dollars. They forgot 3 zeros on my contract. I figured that's what happened. I got $15,000, not $15 million, and now it's not even $15 million. It's $50, $60 million a year, which is beyond my comprehension. To think that a Steph Curry can play one game, think of this, one game in an NBA season and make more money than I made for the best season I had pay-wise for the entire freaking season, one game. The lowest paid guy in the NBA last season made more money, twice as much money as I made in my best year, and he doesn't play. He hardly ever plays. So, you know, and I'm not jealous of those guys. You know, I mean, God bless them. They're there. I mean, hell, I did a lot to help them because I challenged the reserve clause and helped free agency come about. So these guys are so very fortunate. But passion is a critical element to success in anything that you do. But here's the thing. It makes it so much more enjoyable. Otherwise, I tell people, just look at what I did, especially kids. I said, I got to do what? I got to play basketball, which I love and I have a passion for. Someone paid me to do what I love to do. That's not a job. Don't be someone who gets up in the morning and says, man, I got to go to work today. So I tell kids, if you get nothing else out of what I tell you here today, find something you love and have a passion for and learn as much about it as you can. Put the biggest foundation you can down there. And if you're God blessed with natural abilities and talent, you're going to go ahead and maximize your full potential. And then you will have a great life, because you are going to make enough money to support yourself and your family, if you have one, doing what you love to do.
In my businesses, okay, I keep on coming across people that say, well, wait a second, when you're an old timer, okay, everybody has to have a work-life balance now. And I never had a work-life balance as I was working my way up, either in sports or in the business world. That doesn't come into play, does it? The most important thing is you enjoy what you're doing, and therefore that's not really work. Does that make any sense?
No, of course. If you're doing what you love to do, that's not work. I mean, you look forward to it. I mean, that's, and the thing about me is, I say, I'm not going to take somebody's money to do that. First of all, I have to believe in their product or their service. Is it something that I really believe in, that I would utilize myself, that I feel comfortable? I have all kinds of things being brought to me. People think because I played in the NBA that I got, you know, millions and millions of dollars, which I don't. And I still work very hard. I mean, well, not work. I mean, I do things that I love to do, so it's really not work. I love what I'm doing. I'm very selective as to what I do, and I would never bring something to someone else if I didn't feel that it's something I would do if I had the money to do it. I mean, I've got an opportunity now for a water deal that's so freaking good, it's ridiculous, and I'm just sick that I don't have the money to do it. And I'm trying to find some people to get involved in it because I know what the potential of it is. I look for things that, you know, really make some sense. I mean, I'm a spokesperson for a company called Biogenesis, and they have a product that's all natural that God, I mean, I thank God every day that, you know, I was introduced to this, and Mark Schenkel, who's the guy who owns the company, this is a natural element that I don't have to take Celebrex for my knee. I had four knee operations. I got an arthritic knee. I can play pickleball. I can do all the things I want to do if I just don't do it. It's like having a new leg. I mean, it's like a whole new life because of this great product. And so I believe in stuff like that, and I'm involved with other companies. A company that has, Aloe MD, which has a product called Ultimate Repair X, and then Medicileaf, another one in the cannabinoid world that are just doing wonders that I use every single day because I would not be involved with something that I don't feel is good enough for me. I think the best way in the world to make money is to find something that you love, have a passion for, that actually benefits other people, that you're going to bring something to them, whether it's a service or a product that can help improve their life and enjoy themselves more. Like, what a great way to make a living.
That really sums that up. We're about to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we are going to ask the one and only Rick Barry about, was there an aha moment in his athletic career that led him to say, hey, I could make it in business? Now, we know he had a marketing, which he majored in Miami, but was there an aha moment? We're going to find that out after this commercial.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese. We're at Len Green with Rick Barry. We are on the Stadium to Boardroom show. And so Rick is iconic, but he is one of the few athletes who really made it in business as well. The question is, was there an aha moment in your athletic career that made you think, hey, I could make it in business as well?
Well, I always thought I could make it in anything I put my mind to. So it wasn't just business, it was anything. If I decided, here's the deal, that it's just so funny to me. If I had done something and I didn't get into marketing and news, whatever I did, I was going to try to be the best that I could possibly be at that job. So I never doubted ever that I would not be successful in anything I put my mind to. That's why, because I had confidence in myself. My athletic training and the way that I approach my athletic training and the way that I approach life, I never, ever doubted that I could be successful. If I decided I really wanted to be and do something, I would never be horrible at it. Well, I could be horrible if it was something sports like. I would be a terrible surfer because I'm not great at that with the body balance, and being tall is not a great thing. But I guarantee you that I've never done anything in my life where I didn't feel that I could be successful.
Wow.
Even in life. I mean, I was married, and I've been married, you know, a few times. I have a lot of kids and stuff. I spent 5 years to wear down my current wife. I had a lot of baggage, you know. I was a two-time loser. I had a bunch of kids. I was older than she was. Man, I had a lot to overcome. But because it's the same way with my training, I mean, I was freaking relentless, and I wore her down. And, you know, it's like one of the best things that ever happened to me in my life. And she brought another son, you know, into the world that I've had so much joy with, my son Canyon. And, you know, the other kids were awesome and great as well. And it all came from the fact that I had that drive, that determination, that dedication.
But what if you're in an impossible situation? How do you have the drive then and know that you're going to succeed when everything is against you? That must have happened.
Well, I wasn't supposed to be able to make it in the NBA. I mean, the owner of the Knicks didn't draft me. He took Bill Bradley instead. And he didn't draft me because he said I was too skinny and flaky. I said, well, he may be right, but I can play. You know, and I never forgot that. I mean, so, you know, I was supposed to not make it. Earl Lloyd, a big scout for everybody, said, oh, they're going to eat Barry up. He'll eat him alive. He's not tough enough. I mean, so I've had that happen all the time. Here's what I say. Don't anybody ever tell me what I can and can't do. You don't know me. You don't know who I am. You don't know what I'm made of. I do. So you're never going to get me to the point where I'm going to say, oh, I can't do that. Well, hell no, I'm going to prove you wrong. In fact, that's even more incentive. That's adding fuel to the fire that already burns inside of me.
Len?
Again, I'm involved in 30 or 40 companies, okay? But I have a big company, and I have many, many people that I empower to be in charge of running it day to day. I've never seen an athlete yet who can be involved in 6 or 7 different companies and then say to themselves, gee, if I had the money, I would take BBS and make it. And I still want to play pickleball, and I still want to enjoy, and I have a family. How do you juggle? There's got to be a key to juggling all those things.
Well, it's not something that I have to spend hours every day to do. I mean, so you can have multiple things. I mean, people say, well, what are you doing? I'm a professional door opener. Okay, I have a lot of things brought to me. People bring things to me. What do you think? Blah, blah, blah. And I try to put, first of all, I look at, is this something that I would do if I had the money to do it myself? And if that's the case, I'm not calling anybody, right? I'm not opening any door. I mean, my door is open. I'm taking it if I can do it. But unfortunately, I mean, I never made multi-millions of dollars when I played. I mean, the most money I made was $500,000, which is a lot of money, but it's nothing in today's world. Okay. So I try to bring that to people. I'm fortunate enough to have met a lot of people, a lot of very successful people. And so I try to bring things to other people who have the funds to do it or are involved in that particular area of business or whatever it may be, and hope that they'll see what I see is the potential of this. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. What I get really most tired of, to be honest, is that you have people who talk about doing things. Let's do this, let's do that. There are talkers and there are doers. You can take the talkers, please. I don't want anything to do with the talkers. Give me the doers. Because if you're asking me to do something, I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do or what is required of me to do. And I have to hope and rely that the other people will do the same thing. And unfortunately, in life, that doesn't always work out that way. A lot of people talk a lot of BS, and they don't really do what they should do. But I also believe that everything in life happens for a reason. And I tell people, I said, look, if something happens and it makes you sad, cry and get over it because it's already done. Why do you wallow in self-pity, feeling sorry for yourself about something that already happened that's not going to change? You have your life ahead of you. Don't ruin your life by wallowing in self-pity and feeling sorry for yourself. Pick yourself up off the damn ground and get going again.
So here's a question. If there was one word that sums up Rick Barry, everything you've done, we've heard a lot about it here, what would that one word be? Could be a phrase as well.
A man of my word.
He had Mike Rapoli on, okay, who started Vitamin Water and Body Armor. And he said the only way to succeed in the water business is to be a salesman first and work your way through so you really know the industry. Okay? What makes you think you could just start something in a specialty water area if you haven't had that kind of experience?
Well, I wouldn't. I would surround myself with people who have that experience. I mean, I follow Dirty Harry, Clint Eastwood, one of the greatest lines ever. A man has to know his limitations. Don't go ahead and think that you have the answers to everything. You don't. Okay? You ask me about basketball, great. I mean, fine. This is the same way when I was coaching at Clifford Ray, my old teammate, great, one of the greatest big man coaches in the history of the NBA. And he worked with me when I was coaching in the minor leagues. And he told me I was the only coach that ever let him do what he wanted to do. And I said, what are you talking about? He says, yeah, they tell me what I had to do. I said, why the hell would I tell you how to coach big men? I'm not a big man. You're a great big man. You did a great job. You knew the game inside out. But I joked with Clifford. I said, but Clifford, don't you dare work with him on his shooting form because Clifford wasn't a good shooter. I said, I don't want you talking to him about shooting. You can do everything else except shooting. And so I think that's the approach that you have to take for it.
Rick, I want to interrupt you on that because you talked about teaching what you know. So you know, I think more than anyone else could teach people how to shoot a free throw. Now, you cut and drove to the basket. We're great at that. But, you know, I happen to be a Knicks fan. We got Mitchell Robinson, great player, shoots line drive free throws. There are so many great players. Why aren't you the guy teaching all these people how to shoot the free throws?
I don't understand why people won't do it, you know, because of they say you look silly. What? How do I look silly? I make my shots. I make 90-something percent. I made 94.7% my last season playing. I shot over 94% my last 2 years. I got better. I was a better free throw shooter at the end of my career. I was never satisfied with what I did. I always strive to get better. And it's the only part of the game you could be selfish and help your team. It's mind-numbing to me that the more players won't try this. And it's mind-numbing to me that as an owner and as a coach, and you have this guy, he's your employee. Don't you have the right to tell your employee how he's supposed to do his job? Isn't he getting paid for that? And they tell him, I'm not going to do that. What? What do you mean you're not going to do that? Okay? The coaches said the guys, no, I'm not going to shoot that way. You know, why? I mean, he's the boss. Tell him, no, this is the way you're going to do it. I'm paying you millions of dollars. You got to get better. You're hurting us. You got to get better. And they don't have the nerve to go ahead and demand that these players try something to help make them better. I mean, think about that. What other business in the world that you know of can an employee tell his boss he's not going to do what the boss wants him to do and still have his job?
And there you have it on that inspirational note. Len Green and I have been speaking with the one and only Rick Barry, and here's two messages for all of you. Number one, don't be a talker. Be a doer. And number two, pressure doesn't exist unless you allow it to. The first time I heard it from the great Rick Barry, terrific having you on the Stadium to Boardroom show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Ron Wiener. How are you, Ron?
I am very well, thank you. Nice to see you.
A pleasure seeing you again. And Ron is the president and chairman of Perelson Wiener. And there are a lot of accounting firms in the world and tax accounting firms. But talk specifically, you have a different model on how you operate and what your focus is. Talk about that specifically.
Sure. We are quite different than any other CPA firm that I know of. And it goes back to 1997 after we had formed the firm as a result of a merger between Sam Perelson's firm and my firm. And we merged in 1994, but by 1997, we saw the beginnings of what has become an ongoing process of the commoditization of professional services by CPA firms, but also in other professional service firms throughout. And we made a decision then with our partners that we did not want to be a commodity. We wanted to be in the knowledge business. And we decided, we and our partners, of which there were eight of us, and we decided that the way to do it was to interact with our clients to a greater degree than is the norm. And each of our partners committed to providing not less than 1,500 hours of client service to our clients. It was really unanticipated what would happen because of that. But because our partners are deeply involved with our clients, we proceeded to attract ever more successful people who were seeking to be able to get good advice from people who knew what they were talking about through experience. And that process has continued to today. And with that came a structure that is much more like a, let's call it, smaller consulting firm, in that we have a 2-to-1 staff-to-partner ratio, as opposed to firms that are trying to be 10-to-25-to-1. If you're 10-to-25-to-1, the role of a partner is largely to drive adherence to firm policies with significant siloing of their areas of professional knowledge. We, on the other hand, believe in a much more holistic approach, and we have a 2-to-1 ratio, which enables us and our partners to interact with clients who are seeking people who know what they're talking about, as opposed to just speaking to somebody at a much younger age who is really reporting to their CFO or their CEO. So we represent entrepreneurs, the businesses they own, high net worth families, as well as non-U.S. entities doing business in the United States, which includes one of the sovereign wealth funds out of the Middle East. So it's an evolution, and it's ongoing.
And it's what's interesting is you have been able to build the culture shaped on the philosophy you had.
Well, I had a wonderful learning experience going way back in the late 1970s, and I've been running firms for 50 years. In the late 1970s, I took a program at Harvard Business School, and it was a 9-week program spread into 3 3-week periods. And I had a professor who I became close with by the name of Renato Tajuri, now long deceased. And he told me something because I was having a very stressful relationship, and I wanted to address it and resolve it constructively. And he said, in human relationships, first of all, most people are who they are by the time they're 40. And in addition, he said, you have 3 choices in human relationships. You can either leave it as it is, you can terminate it, or you can try to figure out how to optimize a person's strengths and contain their weaknesses. Well, it caused me to change my management style and substance to trying to help people optimize their strengths and finding ways to contain their weaknesses, because none of us are perfect. And with that, and with the merger that created Perelson Wiener, we now have a firm where we have 8 equity partners who have been together over 30 years on average. We have 12 non-equity partners who have been together somewhere around 15 to 20 years on average. And we have a very low turnover rate with our staff, though we have some pretty strict criteria for what we want when we hire someone.
And you and I have spoken before about your leadership philosophy, and you've delineated between the words smart and wise. Talk about that.
Well, you've given me the opportunity to say one of my very favorite expressions, and it is the definition of a difference between a smart person and a wise person. And the differential is that a smart person can solve problems for themselves and those around them that a wise person would have never gotten into in the first place. So we are in the business of helping our clients and ourselves gain wisdom. And that actually brings me to another quote that I like, if I may. And that is from the ever-famous Yogi Berra, who said, if you see a fork in the road, take it. And there's a lot to be said for taking the fork in the road, but the difference between a successful entrepreneur and a less successful one is that when the successful one takes a fork in the road and it's a mistake, they correct it much faster.
So would it be correct to say that reputation is at the forefront of everything for you? And I want to talk about first reputation, your personal reputation as a leader, where you've been in a leadership role for actually 50 years, 28 years with your current firm, which is very rare, but also you're on numerous boards. So let's just talk about the concept of reputation.
Well, I think that reputation, a little bit like making money, is a consequence. It's not a predicate. And the question then becomes, what is it a consequence of? And it's really a matter of human interaction. And I had a very interesting life experience way back when I was on the AICPA's Management Accounting Practice Committee, and I was asked to give a seminar, and which I did. And then we had another speaker which followed, and it was clear that he was losing the audience and he was getting very frustrated. So I was asked to speak to him about it, and I said, you look very frustrated. And he said, yes, I am. And I said, well, why is that? And he said, well, I'm saying exactly what I want to say, and they're just not getting it. And I said to him, well, I think that you don't quite understand. The purpose of speaking is not to say what you want to say. It's to enable other people to hear what you want them to hear. And that is a very different criteria. So learning how, and by the way, this comes back to being involved in all of these different organizations I've been involved in, the responsibility is to speak responsibly in a way that enables people to hear what you want them to hear. And that doesn't mean not speaking to the issue. In fact, you have a responsibility to speak to the issue, but you need to speak to it constructively.
So I want to talk about community involvement and philanthropy. And obviously your firm, you know, I've written 350 articles for Forbes, and you have been cited as America's top tax accounting firm. But a lot of your work ties into philanthropy, from the high net worth, from the entrepreneurs who maybe had a transaction, maybe they have 144, 145 restricted stock. But you've been deeply involved in all types of community elements. Talk about your thoughts on community and philanthropy.
Well, I view it all having been and continues to be a privilege and with enormous benefit. The enormous benefit on my side of the table, it has brought me to interact with people that I never would have interacted with beforehand, and learning about how they function and how I can communicate with them in a way that is constructive even when we disagree. So I've drawn an enormous benefit from doing that. And with that, if I could just rattle off a couple of things. I was very fortunate. I went to Babson College, and that was a very peculiar place when I went there. I graduated at the age of 20, and then went to work for one of the big four accounting firms. It was back then a big eight, and then continued to evolve. But I got involved in community activity because I found work in and of itself was too constricting. And by being involved, it was important to me to be able to make a difference in one sense or another. Not to be in a leadership role, but just to do a good job, whatever I got involved in.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. When we come back with Ron, we are going to talk about advice to CEOs. Back in a few.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're privileged to be here today with Ron Wiener, who is the president and chairman of Perelson Wiener. And this is a accounting firm that is unlike any other one from how they're structured, how they're focused. And also what you do is you give advice very frequently, and your advice seems to help people clarify their choices. So let's talk about CEOs, because you are known for working with high net worth, for entrepreneurs, for CEOs. Talk about specifically the type of advice that you give them and how that enables them to make choices.
Well, I think that the primary objective of giving advice is not to win the argument or to have an argument. It's to enable the recipient to better understand what their choices are. And I think that our role, first and foremost, is that, because everybody is different and everybody has different values. And those values need to be respected. At the same time, it's critically important that when there is an issue, that we speak to what we believe to be the correct decision, not because the other party is necessarily wrong, but we just can't be an advice giver. We have to be proactive, and we have to be able to see what the point of giving the advice is. Then again, it's the client's choice to be able to accept or reject or consider and help us help them bring it to a path that's consistent with their values and their objectives. And what I find all too often is that people focus on the path as opposed to focusing on the objective. And it's a much better way to operate, to focus, I think, on the objective as opposed to being consumed by the path.
So when you have your team, you've talked about how they're highly selected, and specifically they come to you because they want to be part of this model of people who hopefully are wise and helping others think clearly. You have tremendous longevity in them. Not only for one, your longevity of just with this one firm leading for 28 years, but 50 years in total. But all of the people who stay at Perelson have been there years and years and years. What is the secret to that of building a great culture of really smart people who probably will not always agree with each other?
Well, I don't want to pretend that there's a secret sauce, but over time we have refined who we are and what our values are. And the values, my wife describes this place as being like Noah's Ark. We have two of everything. And I think that's pretty apt. But on the other hand, we have common values, even though we're very different people, but our core values are very common. And we have a hiring criteria that I'm actually quite proud of. and that is first and foremost, the people we seek to hire are smart. With that, they also have to have a strong work ethic. And then thirdly, and no less importantly, they have to be nice. And when you take those three factors together, it creates opportunity because we communicate more easily because there's mutual respect. But it's also because smart people have the ability to continue learning. And going back to the prior segment of our discussion, they have the capacity to learn to become wise. And that's an ongoing life experience. So the commitment to learning is never ending.
Final question. Tell me about the future. What might be in the cards?
Well, that's a very interesting question also. I was always the youngest at everything I did. I mentioned before I graduated college at 20, high school at 17. I was a management consultant at 22. I had to lie about my age because she didn't want to tell clients that they were being advised what to do by a 22-year-old. And it always was that I was the youngest at everything I did, and suddenly I am now 77 and no longer the youngest at everything I do. But as long as I maintain my mental acuity and physical capability and the quality of relationships that I'm privileged to have, I intend to keep on doing what I'm doing, which also involves continuing to meet a very broad range of people, as well as sustaining relationships with people who have meant a great deal to me. So it's life goes on, but it goes on not because I'm being pushed through any door, but rather because I have doors that are open, and I like walking through them, which almost brings me back to my earlier quote about Yogi Berra. So it's been an interesting life, and it's very important to me to live an interesting life. Last comment on this subject. Sometimes I sit in a meeting and people will say, well, they go around the table and say, what do you do for a living? And every so often I decide to play with the words because they go around, rather than saying that I'm a CPA, and some people think that essentially an accountant is like an actuary with no personality, I'll respond by saying I'm an eclectician. And that's the way I try to live my life, with a lot of eclectic aspects.
On that inspiring note, and you're the first out of over 1,000 CEOs I've interviewed who has ever shared that one word. What a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show, Ron.
Well, thank you for taking the time with me.
And all the CEOs out there, think about this. If you want to succeed, focus on people who are smart, work hard, and are nice. And on a final note, don't focus on the path. Focus on the objective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.